Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Last night's podcast was pretty quick and simple. Congratulations. We got through game seven. We're moving on. We knocked the defending Stanley Cup champs out of the series. You know, I want to say this with respect, that national media is going to be the way we're going to watch all the games from now on. And of course, the first thing out of the mouths of the TNT crew is how good Kyle McCarr is and Nathan MacKinnon is. And you know what? I'm okay with this stuff because I know the one thing that we got going for us that Colorado doesn't is an incredible four lines, a depth that they don't have. You know, when we were down 2-0 in the series, pretty much every national media outlet, everyone outside the Dallas Stars like network area, was putting dirt over our grave, basically saying that we were out. I never believed we were out of this series. The number one thing I kept going back to was, one, we're the best road team in hockey, and we proved it. Going to the fortress, we win 2 on the road, and then we were the first team to win a home game in the series. You know, obviously Vegas got their game in game 6, but what was remarkable about this game last night was the defense and how basically we played their game against them. We had more block shots than they did, much better at positioning defensively. I mean, I was a little bit nervous when they got that first goal in the second period to tie the game. But just the guts, the effort. And we always talk about in hockey how, you know, there's got to be that one unsung hero in Game 7. And, you know, back in the day in the 99 series when we won the Cup and throughout the playoffs, Michael Keane was that guy, you know, the guy that was kind of that role player, the unsung dude that nobody talked much about, but he came up big when he needed to. And look at what Radet Fotsa did. He scores a goal, the game-winning goal in the first minute and a half of the third period. And what was so incredible about it was he hadn't played the whole series. And they brought him in for size. They brought him in for penalty kill, all the things that his veteran presence brings, and he was able to score the game-winning goal. You know, we have superstars on this team, but sometimes it's the role players that come out of nowhere that really help, and that's how you win Stanley Cups, the depth of this team. You know, there's a stat I will throw out there again. There were 8 different players in the regular season that had 20 goals or more. That's an NHL record. This team is poised to win it all. And, you know, back to like star power, you know, once again, the national media, in my opinion, just doesn't give respect to the Stars as far as two guys for sure, Wyatt Johnston, Jason Robertson. Wyatt Johnston, when this is over, if we do what I think we're going to do and we're going to win the whole thing, I believe he will be the Conn Smythe winner, the most valuable player. It's a remarkable story. This guy is not even 21 yet. He's going to be 21, I believe, at the end of this month, if I remember correctly. And he comes up at age 19, stays up, goes 9 games in the season, never goes back to the junior, never goes back to the AHL. And here's a guy that had to basically do his best to prove how good he was, because when he got drafted, it was about the COVID time and nobody really got to see how he played. They saw, you know, some of the games. I mean, some of the, like, the colder cup and the things that the AHL have was suspended at the time. And our scouts were able to get just enough information on this guy to know that he was going to be brilliant. And another guy, young guy, Logan Stankoven. The best decision that was made in Game 7 was to put him on the top line. I know the first line didn't score any goals last night, but they created a lot of chances. I'm looking forward to when he gets his first goal in the series, because I believe that he's going to get it, and it's going to be electric when it happens. But this is another kid that won't go down. Once next season hits, he's going to be in our lineup for sure. It's just incredible, everything about this team. We are ready. And like I was talking about earlier, Winnipeg had a great defense, but they didn't have the scoring power. They didn't have the ability to put the puck in the net like we do. So I just know we're more balanced than Winnipeg ever was this year. They got the great goaltender, and Hollebuck just didn't have enough help. And you can't win it all with just your goaltender alone. Our goaltending is also sensational. I feel bad for Jake Ottinger, because if he didn't get hurt earlier in the season, I believe deep down in my heart that he would have been, you know, on the list of finalists for the Vezina trophy. But this is awesome. The points that we got in the regular season, I'm so grateful that how hard we worked. You know, we could have been the President's Trophy. You know, the Rangers ended up getting that above us. I think they ended up with like 2 more points than we did. But the reality is, working that hard, getting separation, this year finally made a difference. It's been years since the higher point teams and the home ice advantage has really made a difference. It's so nice to see that hard work that you put in the regular season has been able to come through. You know, I feel like one of my best friends said something that I think was really notable. We were Facebooking each other, we were talking hockey, how this first round felt like a conference final. Kind of like the Boston-Toronto series. You know, we had to pull like the tough team in the beginning. And I think that first round is going to help us considerably as the series go on. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I believe that we have 48 hours to get ourselves ready. I mean, Colorado had almost a week off, which I think is actually going to hurt them. I think when you got the momentum going, you know, in a series, you've played, your chemistry's there. I believe that that's going to also help us a lot. This is the best Dallas Stars team I've seen in probably 25 years. I feel like this team is much deeper than the Cup team that won it all in 99. And on to the next round. Let's go, Stars.